That price, the captain said, is murder.
That price, Salvor Gent responded, mirroring his pause, is final.
The captain was a Mordian, off-worlder, slab-like features with a sharp little moustache. Gent didn't like him, but Gent didn't like people in general.
We have defended this world. You could show some appreciation.
I could, I suppose.
Gent leaned back in his chair, looking at the equipment of the bomb-shattered manufactorum. The building had no roof, casting the desk he'd ordered dragged onto the factory floor in gauzy sunlight. A flight of lightning fighters darted by overhead, rattling the auto pistol he'd laid on the desk.
How about I show my appreciation by selling you the last 10 cases of Lealak and Kazakraf, so your troopers can celebrate?
But the price,
if you don't pay it, Cadians will. Lealak is a local favourite. A premium liquor, and the premium liquor demands a premium price.
The adjunct standing beside the captain sneered.
Don't play with us, gutter trash. You're talking to soldiers, not some grubby ganger boss. Sergeant Jolin, let's be civil.
Gent, back when he was low enough in the underworld to have such a disrespectful nickname, had occasionally been known as Slideye for the way his gaze seemed to wander like a searchlight, never looking at who he was speaking to. Now the purple eyes settled on the subaltern.
So much for Mordian discipline. Keep pushing, and I'll show you Mordian discipline.
Jolin laid a white-gloved hand on her glossy leather holster.
Lass, I know the commissars tell you your life's worth nothing, but don't throw it away over catering expenses.